The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen, what do you think about this knockout from Emily to Cody?
Bang. What a way to make a living. But like LL said, I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. Let's start the show.
He's Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do?
We get a people! They want
Jalen Anthony Rose. We have some breaking news in the National Football League. Cam Newton is no longer a New England Patriot. He has been released by the team, making rookie Mac Jones the starter. Are you surprised by this move from Belichick?
Wow. So, Jacoby, anytime a major decision like this is made, in particular by somebody so accomplished like Bill Belichick and so very meticulous, I want to make sure I acknowledge a lot of the things that went into this decision. First, I want to start with something that have nothing to do with football.
Okay.
Last year, Cam got off to a really good start, and then he caught COVID. And then their season went awry. Tom Brady, the person he replaced, and you heard that term, never replace a legend? That's almost like replacing Jalen and Jacoby. You don't want to try to do that. And so now Cam comes in. They struggled last year. Brady wins the Super Bowl. This offseason, what does the Patriots do in the draft? They take a quarterback. Mac Jones, and from Alabama. We know about Saban and Bill Belichick's relationship, right? So now you're Cam Newton, the season starts. I don't know if he's vaccinated or not, but because he was allegedly not vaccinated, there was different level of protocol that he had to go through. One of those protocols that went awry forced him to miss a few days. Mm-hmm. So now if you're the Patriots and you don't know if Cam's gonna be available day to day, and you just took Mac Jones and you're trying to move on for your future, and you spent more money this offseason than he normally does, and they normally don't take a quarterback in the first round at New England, they're probably like, now it's time. And so I'm not necessarily shocked at these series of events. I hope for Cam that he lands on his feet. How about the Texans? Not that I'm Cam's agent, but they're having some issues with their quarterback. Maybe try to take a flyer on a guy like Cam Newton. Stay tuned. But the Mac Jones era is official.
We all knew it was eventually going to happen that Mac Jones was the quarterback of the future of this franchise, but I am surprised that it happened this way because Cam Newton was playing with the starters in the preseason game. Cam Newton was supposedly like going to start the season. We all expected Cam Newton to be the week one starter, but something that Bill Belichick has seen in practice, something that he saw in the preseason game, Mac Jones looked pretty good against the Giants in the preseason game. This is what's happened now. The quarterback of the New England Patriots looks like me with his shirt off. I can't believe this is happening. Mac Jones is Bill Belichick's quarterback, but if I'm a Patriots fan, it's more exciting. We saw what Cam did last year, whether it was COVID, whether it was shoulder injuries, whatever it was, it didn't look good. There's a lot more potential. The ceiling is higher and the floor is lower. This could swing a lot of different ways.
Well, you know, I saw this with the GOAT Tom Brady. He was in a quarterback platoon with Drew Henson in college, got to the league, and obviously eventually took over for Drew Bledsoe, right? This case, when you have a former MVP like Cam, and when they draft Mac Jones, we may think it's funny when you talk about the shirt off comment, but when he's calling him mac and cheese, like, while that's hilarious and Jacoby taught me that you can be mean and you're funny, That's not necessarily the guy you can have be the backup. Also, because he's accomplished so much. So he's better off trying to get an opportunity elsewhere. But again, let's not underestimate what I said, Jacoby. Bill Belichick once said the best ability is availability. And due to the COVID-19 restrictions in the NFL this year, he may be one of the players subject on a day-to-day basis to not be available when his team needs him. Stay tuned to if that's going to have a factor towards his next opportunity.
I'm surprised by this because Cam was playing with the starters, but I'm also surprised by this them straight up releasing him. Why not have two quarterbacks? Why not have a solid backup? We've seen it happen time and time and time again where the backup quarterback ends up starting a substantial amount of games. Are we going to look at Brian Hoyer under center for the Patriots? Because sometimes that's not going to win you a Super Bowl.
One word, Styles. There are two different types of quarterbacks. If they were the same type of quarterback, you want the backup and the starter to be sort of similar. Like, kind of look what the Pittsburgh Steelers did when they took a flyer on your guy, Dwayne Haskins, right? A pocket passer in Ben, mobile enough to shed tackles in the pocket, but he ain't running nowhere.
No.
Same with Haskins. So you want the backup in cases to mirror the starter because he's one play from being in the game, literally.
It's really interesting that the Patriots have decided to go with the rookie quarterback, and the Bears apparently have not. Here is Bears head coach Matt Nagy making everyone upset in the Windy City.
It was something that we all felt really good about, and I think that Andy, since he's been here, has shown us, really, he has, from OTAs, from the first day he got here as a leader in OTAs, to doing stuff on the field, to practice in training camp, to being able to now we're going to have an opportunity on September 12th to see what he can do and what we can do as an offense with him there.
Jalen, why are they doing this? Justin Fields, like Mac Jones, is the future of the franchise. Why are they not starting him week one?
Who they play week one?
You think I don't like follow-up questions, Mr. Rose. You know I don't like follow-up questions.
I'll tell you. That's why I'm here. They play against the Rams, fam.
That's right.
And newsflash, they have Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. You don't put your rookie out there if you don't have to. Let me answer this question for you again. It's because they played the Rams week one. Now, as soon as that game ends, he gonna be taking snaps with the starters. Soon as that game ends. Soon as that game ends. And let me tell you something. Allen Robinson, really good receiver. Went out and got Goodwin this offseason. Can the Bears defense return to a monster of the midway type with Khalil Mack? And you know how much I love D-backs. Eddie Jackson, one of my favorite safeties in the league. I like this for the Bears. Don't get your rookie crushed week one. See what you have. Throw the rental cars out there. Throw them out there. Game one. But we all know. Did you see the hit he took this preseason? That's what we should be showing. That's what we should be showing. How many people can block Aaron Donald?
Nobody.
How many? Hey, let me tell you a news flash. You ready for this? I got breaking news. It's not breaking news. Jalen Ramsey switched his number to 5 this year. Don't be surprised if he out there looking like Deion at Florida State, literally. This is going to be crazy. Don't put Justin Fields out there week one. Smart move, Matt Nagy. Smart move, my brother.
So Jalen Ramsey has your first name, your initials, and now your former number. Some tells me that you will be rooting for the Rams against your division rival Bears week one. Jalen. The Bears have decided to go with a veteran. The Patriots have decided to go without a veteran. And it looks like the Lakers have quadrupled down on their veteran commitment.
I like what you did there, family.
They have rumored to be adding Rajon Rondo. And, of course, they have that veteran future Hall of Famer, Carmelo Anthony, Jalen Rose. Do these roster additions, does their offseason make them the best team in the NBA right now?
All I know is this. My former teammate Rob Pelinka running laps around the rest of the league as it relates to putting his roster together.
Really?
Absolutely. I remember coming on this program for days and days and weeks when people were trying to assassinate his character when he got the job. Now all I see is the best team in basketball. You see that? That's the best team in basketball, ladies and gentlemen. They still have LeBron James. They still have Anthony Davis, who will be the difference maker against the Nets or against other teams that like to play small ball. And they added all of those guys. Okay, Malik Monk, 40% three-point shooter. Kendrick Nunn, 40% three-point shooter. Both of those guys are amazing heat check players, okay? That's going to give them their youth. Russell Westbrook averaged
a triple-double last year,
right? Like a triple-double with the Wizards last year. The Lakers, in my opinion, are the clear-cut best team in basketball. If they stay healthy, LeBron James getting another ring this year.
Ooh, I want to see Nets-Lakers finals. I'm done. I need it. I need it. I need it more than anything else in life. I need Nets-Lakers finals so bad. I need it. I need it. I need it. It is time for News That Matters. Jalen, we have some very important news. Michael Jordan's heavily used boxer shorts are going to go on sale. The starting bid is $500. Something tells me that people are going to pay a lot more than that for Jordan's old draws. Jalen Rose, how much are you putting up?
Sometimes I dream that he is me. Now, this is where keeping it fandom goes too far, because there was a day that an individual saw Michael Jordan's draws on the floor and thought to themselves, I'm gonna pick these up and I'm gonna keep these and I'm gonna make money off of these one day. And then there's now gonna be another individual to say, I love Michael Jordan so much that I want to buy his dusty underwear. Like, was that the first pair he ever wore?
And what's the heavily used part? Does that make him more or less valuable? I'm saying less valuable. I do not want the words heavily used in relation to the boxer shorts that I'm buying. What does heavily used even mean?
Hit the brakes. Hold on. I might have it for you. You mean to tell me MJ might be streaking?
Go to break. We gotta go to break. Jalen Rose. Whoa. You will not believe what Jared Goff had to say about the Detroit Lions. You will not believe it. Wait to see it.
Consider Jalen and Jacoby your parking spot to fall through like bra, man, anytime.
It's an honor to be on you guys' show, man.
What's up, teammate? It's been too long.
Oh, the great Jalen Rose.
Thank y'all guys for having me on the show, man.
I'm in the group text. Y'all didn't know it, huh?
Yo, I got seven Knicks jerseys on.
Now, I usually watch y'all while I'm on my elliptical. Today, I'm there hanging out with y'all. Bong, bong. Thank you, brothers.
You were with the wrong guys. It's all good, though. I guess you'll learn your lesson, right?
Yo, I be watching y'all every day. Y'all so crazy, man.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, I can't even say this with a straight face. Here's what Jared Goff had to say about the Lions season.
We feel really good. I've talked about this at length. Internally, our expectations are win games and first of all, win the division. That's always the expectations, win the division and then go from there.
So
Jared Goff is going to win the division.
So, guys, I got to say this. This gentleman is a highly trained professional who's been in sports and entertainment and building network for 25 years. A topic of my Lions come up, and our starting QB1 goes to the podium and breathes life into the city of Detroit by letting us know that we're going to win a division. And you can't even get it out with a straight face. And you love Detroit.
No, I love Detroit. Because I've seen the Lions play football before. They might not win a division game. I could see them going 0-2 to the Vikings, 0-2 to the Bears, and of course they're going 0-2 to the Packers. Like, they might not win a single division game this entire season. They might not win a game. Oh, they've already done that before. But this time, the first 0-17 in the history. In the history of the NFL, they'll be the first 0-17 team.
That's not happening. I'm taking the 5.5 over. I just decided. And the other thing I want to tell you is I've been thinking back over like the last 60 years or so.
Loss, 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 playoff game. So pull up our schedule. We're going to win game one. Week nine. You got week nine and you're going to be all right. The bye week, you might not lose.
Whoa, what is 60 years?
Y'all won three division titles in 60 years? The last time you won was 1993. I was wearing super double XL, XL, XL pants. That's how long it's been. Three division titles. Yeah. Three times. Three times you've won the division in 60 years, Jalen. 60 years. You were in college last time they won the division. Bald head, baggy shorts. God bless Jared Goff, though. You know what? You gotta have goals. You gotta have goals. And Jared Goff, yeah, three times he won the division. 60 years. Once every 20 years. And you know who's in charge now, Jalen?
You know what?
Listen to your head coach. Listen to your head coach.
We're gonna get up, and on the way up, we're gonna bite a kneecap off.
They're gonna lead the league in bitten kneecaps, but they're gonna lose the division in every single division game.
I need to petition the league right now. Like, put that schedule back up there, man. Hold on.
What game are you predicting a win? Maybe the Bengals game.
This is not fair. Why you gotta start off your season against the Bosa brother in the 49ers defense, mm-hmm. and then we got Aaron Rodgers, an offensive MVP, and then we got Lamar Jackson. Those are three of the freaks of the entire NFL. And then we got Khalil Mack right after that. We're gonna win that game. Maybe week six, maybe you beat the Bengals.
Maybe you beat the Broncos. That's it. That's all I see on that schedule.
We're not losing to Andy Dalton, dog. I promise you. We'll see. Week one.
Week one, you face the 49ers, and I love the platoon concept. I love what they did in the last preseason game with Jimmy Garoppolo coming in and out and Trey Lance. I love the platoon. I've never seen it successful, but I absolutely loved watching it.
However, you like drama. That's all you like.
Trey Lance had a small chip fracture in his finger, which may put him in jeopardy for that week one game against the Lions. Jalen Rose, how much are the Lions going to lose by week one?
28, well, 35. What happened was we gonna win week one, I hope, and that's gonna get us off to a great start. I'm worried about that San Francisco, ready for this, run game.
Yep.
Like, the one thing that people don't talk about with Shanahan, I remember his father, no different than Denver. They always ran the football, and that's what this team does. That's why they felt like they could platoon. Because they got explosive wide receivers. They got one of the best tight ends. But they can always turn around and run the football and get 5 yards of carry. So week one, Detroit Lions, this is what I need y'all to be getting ready to do. Stop the run. Get ready to stop the run week one, Dan Campbell.
Jalen, there's a lot of long ball action in Major League Baseball last night, so we right now are going to hit them up. Of course, we will start with Shohei Ohtani, who hit his 42nd home run, but he was not alone going deep last night. All your favorite players went deep. Celebrate it, Mr. Rose.
Absolutely, and as a guy that normally carries a baseball bat, where is it? I don't have it right now. That's another topic for another day. So, my guy, Tatis hit a home run. My guy, Mookie, not only hit a home run, it was his bobblehead night, and his mom threw out the first pitch. And last, but certainly not least, Shohei, to the left, hit another bomb. As the Angels are thinking about shutting down Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani already has hit the third most home runs in the history of their franchise.
Wow.
And by the way, he's an ace pitcher. Ace pitcher.
One of the best things about last summer was The Last Dance, and we got the behind-the-scenes story of Dennis Rodman's fabled trip to Las Vegas. Will we be getting a scripted film version? We'll discuss right after this. You are watching Jalen and Jacoby. Lions are going to win two games.
He said they're not winning a game in the division.
Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Plus, middleweight fight between Brunson and Till. Prelims start at 1:30 Eastern on Saturday. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, do you remember The Last Dance when they told the story of Dennis Rodman needing to take a break and he just went to Las Vegas with Carmen Electra in the middle of the season? Well, guess what? They are now going to make a scripted fictional film about his trip to Vegas. Jalen Rose, will you be there on opening night with your big popcorn?
Absolutely. And as somebody that got a chance to see Dennis Rodman from the beginning of his career, as he was drafted by my Detroit Pistons, was nicknamed the Worm, won a couple of championships, left Detroit, and got a lot more eclectic, I would say. His story is the one that broke barriers for a lot of people in the NBA. You see the multiple piercings, the multiple tattoos, the multiple hair colors. He was a guy that took NBA players from being covered by the media to being covered by the paparazzi in a lot of ways.
Confession, I had a Carmen Electra poster in college. Not proud of that. We'll be back next week.
Larry Bird, Carmen Electra.
Legend. We always say we give the people what they want, and part of that is doing podcast exclusive content. Jalen Anthony Rose, yesterday you told us about the MegaCast salad. I did not expect it to go viral, though. I didn't expect the world to react the way that they have to the MegaCast salad. Thousands, tens of thousands of people now know your secret salad recipe. Do you have any regret about sharing with the world your terrible salad ingredient?
I'm an entertainer, and when you're on stage, the best jokes get embellished a little bit. Everybody knows that.
So now the MegaCast salad isn't real. So now you don't put watermelon and grape and shrimp in a salad. Is that what you're saying? You're backing off of it now?
Well, here's what ended up happening.
Explain yourself, please. MegaCast salad.
The salad and the lettuce is the roughage, right? that's just the roughage, right? That's just the roughage. You can put anything with that.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
What can't you eat with lettuce?
Watermelons, grapes, tomatoes, and shrimp and chicken. That's what you can't. You can't do that.
So you ain't never had a shrimp Caesar salad?
Yes, I've had that. Yes, I have.
So
I have.
You just said that you can't. Involved. So Reg DeLez just said in my ear, shrimp don't go with it.
It doesn't. The shrimp and Caesar works.
Have you ever had a grilled chicken salad?
I love a shrimp Caesar.
Okay, so shrimp you Caesar's had it. So I want to ask everybody
watermelon
something.
Grape and shrimp don't work, dog. They don't work. There's a reason there's no shrimp flavored popsicles. You know what I mean?
Let me ask a series of questions.
Okay, feel free.
All right. Have you ever had grilled chicken salad?
Yes.
Have you ever had shrimp salad?
Yes.
Have you ever had lobster salad?
No.
I'm almost sure I made that for you before. Because all I did was make lobster and bring salad. That's all it is. If you can have it with shrimp, I got y'all.
No, you don't.
I got y'all, man.
You do not have
I
us.
Got y'all.
Because you
I
guys put grapes, watermelons, and lobster, and shrimp, and chicken in a salad with your roughage.
Those are separate accessories. You know what I mean? Like if you go to a buffet, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are multiple things you can put on your salad. You can put bacon on it. You can put chicken on it. You can put fruit on it. You can put veggies on it. There are multiple things that you can put on your salad. That's basically what I made. I cook all of the things that you can put on your salad. You ain't never heard of a fruit salad?
I have heard of a fruit salad.
Okay.
There's no shrimp in it.
You don't have to put shrimp in it. That's an option. You go to the table. It's Tommy Frazier at Nebraska. It's options.
He said Tommy Frazier at Nebraska running the wishbone.
You know what I mean? It's options. Tom Osborne. And now y'all got people looking at me like I'm crazy. Project Pat put that out there. Got people looking at me like I'm trifling.
When Project Pat said that he was going to put it out there, I was like, really? We're posting that? That's what we're doing now? Project Pat is a genius. He runs our social.
He is. But here's the thing. But here's what we got to always remember. You're doing a show for two audiences. The one that are seeing you on TV. Well, actually three. The ones that are seeing you on TV. The ones that are hearing our audio. And the ones that see our digital.
And all what three of them think your salad is trash. All of them. Not a single response on Twitter like, I'm going to try that. Or that sounds good.
It's like 10,000 people like, that's the greatest. You got to come hook that up.
No one ever said that. Well, Jalen, we got the Milk Crate Challenge, and Juju Smith-Schuster is out here doing the Milk Crate Challenge before the season. TikTok has gotten to the point where they will not allow you to post the Milk Crate Challenge. Mr. Rose, is the Milk Crate Challenge a threat to society?
It is, because it violates one of my major principles that you know I abide by. I don't care if I'm walking the street. I don't care if I'm playing basketball. I don't care.
Hates falling.
Say it again, please.
Jalen hates to fall. He doesn't even like the season fall. Like he doesn't. He calls it autumn because he hates fall so much.
Yes.
He doesn't. Jalen. If sometimes on a basketball court, if Jalen's butt and/or hand hits the ground, he gets this face on. He gets this face like he ate a whole lemon. Like, you know what I mean? He gets
mad. Hey, by the way, you ready for this? When we were playing rec ball in Brooklyn that day, there was a loose ball that went towards half court. And me and our guy got tangled up.
Sancho.
And I don't know if you remember, I almost fell on that play. That's what made me mad.
Honestly, I'm glad that you were in Brooklyn because I know you've got a concealed carry license in Michigan.
He was mad at me because I had him all locked and he left for a show. But here's the other thing. When I see those crates, right, let me tell you what I want y'all to watch for. How awkward the falls are. Like, those crates have pointy ends hitting your midsection, hitting your back, hitting your neck, your shoulders. Those are awkward falls.
Mm-hmm.
Those are ugly falls. That's why TikTok took it down.
So it seems like the crates are super duper flimsy, but until you fall on it. Like, you can't stand on it, but once you fall on it, all of a sudden it turns into concrete. That's what I don't understand. Like, they're mad moving. They move around until you fall on it, and next thing you know, your back is broken and you're folded over like a C.
I saw something going around on social media that I thought was pretty funny, especially as somebody that grew up using milk crates for multi-purpose. And the post was our era, and it had a milk crate hung to be played basketball with, and then it's the milk crate challenge, the shenanigans. And Listen. I remember being a kid. You want to know how I knew I was an engineer? I almost cursed. You know how I knew I was a freaking engineer? Let me tell you something. Don't ever tell me I ain't a contractor. Ever.
All I know. I buy and sell properties. I renovate. I gotta tell you something. Before we went to the Dipset Locks versus battle, you said, I got a text. They said Jadakiss is in rare form tonight. Jalen Rose is in rare form today. He almost swore. Like, that's how I feel about you right now. So please continue, King. Well, how did you know you were going to be a freaking engineer?
So here's how I knew. First and foremost, in our neighborhood, we had to build a full court. Two long pieces of wood, milk crate on the bottom. Got to nail it together. That take hours, dog. You get mad splinters. You know how many splinters you get from a milk crate? I mean, from a crate on the bottom and trying to put two pieces of wood on the side. And then you got to put the square backboard on there. Like, and then you got to bolt the rim on there, right? No dunking. Like the dog. No dunking. You come touching that rim, dog, you're going to have the whole block want to knock your block. You have the whole hood want to knock your block off. Like, don't touch that rim. It ain't to be dunked. Don't grab the net, nothing. Because you got to put bricks on the back to keep it from falling over. And remember, I'm from Michigan. So it's wintertime we doing this. So you got to have mad bricks behind it. And you stack like three crates depending on how much. Like, in the summertime, you could have one crate and put the bricks on the back. But in the wintertime, you got to stack it higher. It's like four or five. And it'd be heavy, right? But here's how I knew I was going to be an engineer. Before I was doing that, I was trying to figure out how can I cut a hole in the bottom of this freaking milk crate? Like, these butter knives don't work, dog.
No.
This don't work. I'm standing on it. I'm standing in it. I'm pulling it and standing in it. But my body weight jumping up and down, like, it, all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean? And it wasn't clean at the bottom. You know, it wasn't clean. Sometimes the ball don't even go all the way through. You know what I'm saying? You had those, Jacob? The ball don't even go all the way through. You're like, oh, man. Well, we about to be hooping on this one until the next one.
One thing that needs to be recognized is a real use for milk crates is to hold records. That's the real use for milk crates. This reason is called digging in the crates. Milk crates just happen to have the perfect dimensions for holding records. That is the real official use of milk crates, not for breaking your neck on. Please. What is your number? Jay, what is your actual number? Like, we always play this game and you're just too rich, so you always say nothing. What is your actual number to try the milk crate challenge?
A million.
No, you would do it for 500,000. You would. I know you. If I had 500,000 cash right in front of you, you would do it. What's your actual number?
Cash, 100,000? That's different.
If I had 500,000. Cash, 100,000 cash, would you do
no,
it?
No, that ain't enough. I promise that's not enough. That 500 cash is close to a million without taxes and agency fees.
If you fell down, because I know your shoulder hurts, you hurt yourself, you'd be so mad.
I'd be so mad, even with your
$100,000, you'd be mad.
I'm going to tell you what I'll do. It got to be a soft landing. Like, we got to put some cushions around or something. Like, I used to try to, man, hey, dog. I love being from the hood, man. And I love the era I grew up in. Like, you had to be creative. You just reminded me of, like, I used to stupidly try to do backwards flips. That was so dumb.
Why?
That was so dumb.
I can't
because
flip.
My body
doesn't do that.
Dog, I remember trying to, like, I couldn't twist and do it. So it's like, all right, I'm going to jump off the back porch and do it. You know what I mean? Like, look, so my guy had a small, like, pissy mattresses. Doing back, I look back at this, I'm like, with springs sticking out of them. I'm jumping off of garages. Like, that's not fun.
They used to call you Mr. Peabody.
Yeah, that's not fun. Like, that's adventurous.
Oh, you know what I used to do? We had this Andy Woglum. He had a pool. And we would climb up to his roof and get on the roof of the house
three-story house where it's on the third story, jump off the roof into the pool. Like, I'm just thinking to myself, like, that's just, you could just die so easily. All you have to do is slip. You're dead.
Jacoby, how many years did y'all do this?
How many times? And we probably did it like 3-4 times and didn't die, and we just decided to move on with our lives.
If you will, please indulge me. Okay. Name the person that participated in that game that looked like me.
No, they do not exist. They do not exist.
We're not doing that. Now, I had a lot of black
friends growing up. None of them were on the roof. None of them were on the roof jumping in the pool.
How about this for logic? I'll jump off of a garage onto the ground with a mat, but I won't jump off of a house into a pool. We'll do the water, dog. If something happened with that boat trip like 450 years ago, like, that water got to be warm before I'm getting in it. It got to be like a jacuzzi. Like, I got to almost see smoke coming out the water before I get in it.
Jalen, you know my guy Facundo Campazzo, right? And you know how I kind of got off in
yes.
him?
Yes.
I like the fancy passes. I don't like the you fact like that he can't stop
too.
Any.
You I like his Facundo name, Campazzo. Too.
Oh, I love his yeah. name. I love the fancy passes. It's just the fact that he can't stop anybody from scoring, which I think is going to hinder his NBA career. He literally cannot stop anybody from scoring.
Well, you're one of the only people that cares about defense. Most people, when they talk about players, they don't acknowledge that they're two ends of the floor.
Yeah. Well, here's what he said about his experience in the NBA. The trash talk is the hardest thing for me. There's a lot of talk. They rush you. It doesn't happen that much in the World Cup or the Olympics, but in the NBA, it's happening all the time. I'm shooting a three-pointer from the corner at the side of the opposing team. You hear it and say, let him shoot. Don't put it in. And I can think of turn around and celebrate it. So basically, what I'm learning is that Facundo Campazzo says there's more trash talk in the NBA than he's ever experienced before, and it gets inside of his head. Mr. Rose, your thoughts?
Let me tell you what gets inside of his head for real, for real. When Jamal Murray goes out and he got to guard Dame in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's talking about. We don't have to look no further. What's the song? Don't look any further. We could go right there. We could go right there. And if you get a chance, just Google what Dame averaged those first couple of games, including I recall him doing a step back game-winning shot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different league. And one of the things I actually am not a fan of, I'm gonna point out to you. Let me tell you a few under the radar J&J off wax rules that I think over the next 3 to 5 years are going to be changed.
First of all, off wax? I don't know, Beverly's gonna pay attention to you, but you said something off wax. I was like, oh no, don't be telling the secrets.
Yeah, no, okay.
Well, don't be telling the secrets.
Well, I'll just project a couple of things that I anticipate happening that may make the game look or sound different.
Okay.
One, at some point, the three-point line gonna get extended. That's going to happen. When you see teams like the Hawks practicing with a four-point line is for Trae Young's spacing and because he's made as many, if not more, 35-footers than anyone. So guys like he, Steph Curry, Buddy
Uncle
Hill.
Uncle Jalen, question for
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
Can we widen out the court then?
Because
the corner threes isn't going to work, you know? Like, you can't have a corner three be 21 feet and then the top of the key three be 26.
That's where I was going, family. Absolutely. The top of the floor is why I dress, because that's the most growth. When you look at the geometry of a basketball court, the most growth happens from the top of the key to half court. So if you notice, like in high school, they got a line, and in college, they got a line. And in international, they got a line. And in the NBA, they got a line. And there's a hash mark. That's the most room for growth. The one thing about changing the corner three that NBA teams ain't ready to do is to now give up them chairs on the front row. That's really what that's about. If you change the corners, what Campazzo was just talking about, now moves the benches back, which means it moves the front row back. So now I'm costing myself 5 to 10 rows that I could be paying, that I could have paying customers in. That's really what's holding that up. Because now most of those arenas that are being built are going to have the capacity for that change, but there are a lot of old arenas. You see teams like the Bucks, for example. They're still trying to figure out a way to like get their public to help them fund a facility, right? And So that's one of the things that's gonna happen. The three-point line is gonna get longer. A couple of things that we've kind of addressed that are in process. One is the go stop off of the pick and roll. Kind of like Trae Young does, like Chris Paul does, James. Where in theory, if the person goes over the top of the pick, all you have to do is stop and they're gonna make contact with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're gonna outlaw that if it hasn't been already acknowledged. I think it has. The going over the pick and then stopping the shoot, I'm not a fan of that, just for the rules of the game. As a scorer, well, I love it.
Don't sleep on the buyout date. Like, it's gonna be the trade deadline, that's your team. You know what I mean? It's be like, after the trade deadline, there's your team. You can't just be picking up Marc Gasol or Rajon Rondo or correct. Whatever at the end. Yeah,
that's a major one, David Jacoby.
Blake Griffin.
We've talked about that on this program. There should not be a buyout market after the trade deadline. That does not make sense.
Like, I feel like the Nets are going to add Kevin Love at the end of the season or something. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like, guys, come on
now. He will. Kevin Love will end up on the Nets or the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Never underestimate the Celtics. Another couple of things that may make the game look different is I believe as the game has gotten shorter, and what I mean shorter, I look at one position. Oh, shout to my OG Charles Oakley, who I broke bread with last night.
Where you see Oak?
The Ohio and Detroit, that's how we do it, man. It don't stop. I'm gonna be cooking with him soon. You know, Oak be in that kitchen too.
So you see how Jalen just avoided the question, everybody listening to the podcast? I just want you to know that I know. I want you to know that I know, that you know, that I know that you know what's happening. But we can move on.
I like what you did there.
But we can move on.
I truly believe the other thing that's not going to happen the way people think, I think the door after Giannis is closed for MVP level players in their prime leaving the teams they got drafted by to join super teams. Look back at Devin Booker, he re-signed.
Mm-hmm.
Dame Dollar, he re-signed. I'm thinking about guys like after James Harden. It's like Harden for me was an admission. I'm not gonna win the championship as the best player in Houston. He tried it.
No.
He tried it.
He hinted at this when he joined the Nets. Is I think a lot of people point to his playoff performances, and I just think it's just straight up fatigue. He's a guy that scored 40 points for 80 games, and then in the playoffs he's just gassed.
Well, that's the requirement of MVP level players, fam. I never heard you say that about MJ or Kobe. Like, oh, MJ played 40 minutes, so they're gonna be tired come the playoffs. Man, this is what makes people like me hate load management. The words that just came out of your mouth right there. I can't stand load management for that reason. I can't stand people, the season's too long. The season's too long.
It's probably too long.
If it wasn't too long for Bob Cousy out there playing with low tops and staring at the floor, dribbling with his right hand in circles, it ain't too long for these dudes. With hyperbaric chambers and, come on, man. Like, stop it.
I remember when I said that I could play in the 60s, and I started looking at some video on YouTube. I was like, no, I can't. No. No. These dudes are still, they're still 6'8 and jump out the gym.
Like, let me remind you of something. Wilt Chamberlain and Bill Russell played in the 60s. Just so you know.
They might be better than basketball than I am. Yeah. They might be better than basketball than I am. They might be. Bob Pettit might be a little bit, give me some game. Give me some buckets.
Correct. Correct. No doubt about it. The era
really
of the NBA. The era of the NBA that gets overlooked, and I'm about to do a teaching point for everybody. I know this extremely closely too because my father played in this era. The late 60s through the late 70s, if you notice, those players never really get talked about. Just think about when you talk about the history of the game. You either go pre-70s with like Russell, and you're gonna talk about Wilt, and you're gonna talk about Big O, and they bled into the 70s with Kareem. But in theory, it's like you talk about that era, and then you talk about Magic and Bird. Like
Skip
all
right
of the great
Pistol
players
Pete.
In the early 70s
Skip right
get
over
overlooked.
Pistol Pete. What about my
Correct.
Guy Pistol Pete?
No doubt. All of those
Can't
guys get
him.
Overlooked. Like Dave Bean is top 50.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the top 50 players in the history of basketball. My godfather. That era gets sorely. Earl the Pearl. How about this, dog? I just saw a highlight the other day. I guess it was the Rolls Royce backcourt. I hate that I remember, forget the name, what they gave Clyde Frazier and Earl the Pearl. Earl the Pearl, been on this show. Legend, by the way. Shout out to him. What a gentleman.
Uncle Earl.
Left wing. Had the ball. Fake between his legs. Globetrotter move. Threw it behind the back to Clyde for the layup. Early 70s. And how about the fashion? Y'all see Clyde now. Y'all know what y'all do? Y'all laugh. Y'all laugh. Let me tell y'all something. Let me teach y'all when y'all watch the Knick game where the legend of Clyde Frazier's fashion started. In the late 60s and early 70s, y'all show Joe Namath in his white fur coat. That's just one outfit. That's one outfit. This is Clyde all of the time.
Every day.
Tell him David Jacoby. Inspector Gadget
his name
Clyde.
Clyde.
No
People
doubt.
Think his name is Clyde. They think his name is Clyde.
Correct.
His name is Walt. Walt Frazier. His name is not Clyde.
Right. His nickname is Clyde because he's smooth.
Yeah, because he looks like Clyde from Bonnie and Clyde.
No doubt. Come on, y'all.
You celebrate Joe Namath for looking fly one day. Clyde Frazier looks fly every day of his life.
And
every day
here's
of his
the other
life.
Thing. I want to throw the legend flowers because I wanted my goatee to get wide like his, and then I saw it on my face. I was like, that's too wide. I can't go it like that. The one thing the legend taught me so much, I follow behind his footsteps in his multimedia space. Trust me, I love him. But when you see Willis Reed courageously hop out of the tunnel and make two jump shots to ignite the Knicks and their fans, as Spike Lee was in the stands. When y'all get a chance, pull up that box score again.
Yeah, look at exactly. Clyde had like 31 or something, right?
Yeah, it's like,
those
20.
Are great two buckets, Willis. Thank you so much, Willis, for those two buckets.
But he had
I was
like 30
us,
points,
I was carrying us
like
the entire
20
game.
Assists, nine dimes, five steals, three blocks. You know what I'm saying? Y'all show Willis hopping out there. And I love the legend. You know, I'm paying them both love by bringing this up and I'm trying to make it funny. But, like, his box score was crazy and a lockdown defender. So I just wanted to give a shout to the early 70s NBA that gets overlooked because we skip steps sometimes talking about who we like because everybody starts to ring count. It's easy to say, oh, Russell won 11 and 13. Oh, Magic won 5 with Showtime. Like, you got to actually pay attention to that era.
Jalen, you fly a lot. There's a gentleman online brought a full roasted chicken through airport security
to go on the plane. A full roasted chicken. Soft move or boss move?
This is definitely a black person and it's a boss move.
I have no idea what the ethnicity of this person is, but I've always wanted this,
right? I do.
So here's something. What I need to know, Jay. Here's what I need to know.
And you know what?
How come a chicken sandwich costs $8, right? But if I go to the grocery store, I can get a full chicken for like $2.99. I've never understood that. I've never understood the prices of full roasted chickens at the grocery store. They're like $3,
$4.
I got you.
Like, why is it so cheap? Why is first it $5 off, for an entire chicken, like a full animal?
First off, traveling with your food is a boss move. We've learned to do that, Jacoby. My people had to do this since the beginning of time. I promise you. We've been packaging meals since we was eating outside at Massa's house. This is like, we gonna have our food. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, like,
Someone sat next to you and broke out a full roasted chicken, what would you do?
I'd be like, that smell good, dog.
Well, first of all, you're asleep. I've seen you on planes. You're out. You wouldn't even notice. That chicken would be bones. That chicken would be bones by the time you get inside.
I would admire it. And I would be mad, especially depending on how my eating habits were that day. Did I get a chance to eat before I got to the airport? Did I get there early enough to eat at the airport? Or is this flight too long and I'm gonna be hungry before I get to my destination? Bringing your own, dog, you ever heard of BYOB?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, it's the same thing. The same thing. I'm showing up with my drink and my food. It's gonna be no gray area. No gray area. That's how potluck started. Like, at least I'm gonna be able to eat this. I'ma have this.
Listen, dog, don't talk to me about food, man. You're the mega cast salad, man, okay? You and your mega cast salad.
That name is just bad.
That name is just bad. I don't even understand how it has to do with the salad.
You know what I'm saying? That's like, it, you know, like Jason is a dope name, but it would have hit different if my mother named me that. That's like the mega cast salad. It just don't hit. It's a terrible name.
It's a bad name. You need new branding. Yeah. We always say we get the people they want. Part of that is listening to the people. We want to hear from you, 985-80-JALEN. Every single day, we want to hear your voice. The listeners of our podcast, call up 985-80-JALEN, and you will be on the show just like this.
What up, though? What up, Reg the Ledge, yo. So I'm in Seattle, Washington. This is Hunter from Richmond, a.k.a. the Tina. And I am going to get a tattoo this evening with my wife and our best friend. And I want to get a Jalen Rose tattoo, but I don't want to get Jalen Rose's name. So, Jalen, I guess I'm not getting a tattoo tonight. So I want you to answer this question. Jalen, if you could tattoo something on someone else that represents you that's not your name, what would you get? What would be that tattoo? All right. Thanks. Keep giving the people what they want. Keep getting the checks. All right. Peace.
Wow. I mean, naming someone Jalen is an homage that's appreciated. But Jalen, this young man is going to get a Jalen Rose tattoo, but not your name. What do you suggest to this young man?
Thank you for the call. Appreciate the love. Thank you for the support. Where did he say he was from?
Seattle.
Shout out to Seattle. I got one of my first times being on an airplane, 15 under AAU. And I remember people smoking on the plane, and I was like, I didn't know you could smoke on the airplane.
Oh yeah, there used to be ashtray right there. You could smoke.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't know you could smoke on the airplane. Oh, and by the way, I bring that up for you anti-vaxxers. Times change. There was a time you could smoke on the plane. There's a time you didn't have to wear a seatbelt. You know, get vaccinated. I would say something that represents me. I guess I could look at my own tattoos and see what I have.
You don't even know your own tattoos. You don't even know your own tattoos. You really don't. Jalen's got a tattoo that says boss.
That was my first one. First one. 1990. Right after we won my state championship, my senior year. I got it. Well, I went to the skating rink that night. I remember I had the patch on my chest was a little sore. I thought I was a little G because my chest was sore. You know,
boss. This is easy. It's the number five. It's the five.
It's the five. Five with J-A-L-E-N.
Yeah, it's the five. You know what it is.
Some combination. As I look at my tattoos, I have a five. Jalen, I'm the first. So some combination of both.
There you go. We got time for one more voicemail. 9580 Jalen. Give us a call. Leave us a voicemail. We'll put you on
you
the show
that,
just
I'm
like this.
I'm sending you a hoodie.
Yo, what's up, Jalen and Jacoby? Shout out to Red, the Ledge, and the rest of the crew. Y'all keep getting them checks. Medicinal. This Big Fred from St. Louis, man. And I got a quick question for y'all. My boy, whenever he come in town, we have an annual pickup game. And he always keeping up with his own personal stats in a pickup game. So soft move or boss move? Keeping up with your personal stats for a pickup game. Also, I got another question for y'all boys. Man, y'all some college boys. How come y'all not in any fraternities, man? How come y'all not in any frats or anything like that? Shout outs to y'all, man. Keep getting them checks, man. Keep giving the people what they want. I listen to y'all every day, man. Keep giving the people what they want, man. It's a beautiful thing. Also, shout out to my fraternity, Omega Psi Phi.
Big shout to Big Fred in St. Louis. There's a lot there. Number one, keeping your own stats in a pickup game is a soft move. You should have an idea of how well you're playing, but if you're counting rebounds and assists, I don't think I've ever done that in my whole entire life. If you can count your rebounds, assists, and points, then you're not getting enough of rebounds, assists, and points. Soft move.
Thank you for the call. And I just appreciate being a national show that's for the people, that's so very organic, that we've embedded into our show celebrating when people are on medicinal and we play it on the show. I love, y'all better appreciate us. Y'all better love us. You better give us our flowers. Because after us, there'll be no more. There'll be no more. We like the Kardashians. We had a live show on 420, like Reg the Ledge told me.
That was a coincidence.
Right, we had a live show on 420. So, first off, it's 1,000,000% a soft move keeping your own stats in a pickup game. But I'm gonna give you a different reason than Jacoby's. Because when you are playing a pickup game, all of the stats in your mind are inflated anyway. How many times are you playing and it's like, what's the score? 8-4.
And, no, everybody got count them out?
Oh, we got to say, who got, how many you got? Well, he got two, he got three. No, I got three. No, you scored two, dog. You ain't scored three.
If I'm having a good game, I love to do that. Like if I've got like 6 points out of 10, I'm like, oh, let's count them out then. I got six. You know, like I'll do that on purpose if I know I'm having a good game.
There you go.
Like, well, I hit
there
that three
go.
And then I had to lay up and then a little turn around. So I got
there
seven. I'm sorry.
There
I got
go.
Seven. Anybody else? Anybody else on the team score? No? Okay.
So in theory, that's happening. It's just that it's inflated. But people always make sure that they acknowledge, yo, you remember that dime I dropped? Oh, that was a great board.
Oh, of
that offensive rebound. Like I was getting in there. I was trying. Like
when you're drinking beers after pickup, you know what you're not doing? Being like, you had a great pass. You know, everyone's just talking about their own highlights.
Correct.
This is just like a bunch of old dudes just talking about how dope they are. Please. They got at the place we play, right? They got cameras. So like you can go online and like see your whole pickup run if you wanted to. And one of my friends went and looked because he said he had a couple nice plays that day. And he's like, when I look at it, I just look so slow. Like whatever speed you think you're moving it, when someone like records you and plays it back to you, I just look so slow and old and hunched over and terrible. Why do I hunch like that? Why am I going so slow? How come my arms don't have any muscles in them?
Well, you got to go to chiropractor, dog. We got to go to yoga.
I do. I gotta go.
You know
to
what?
Yoga.
When I come out there, when wifey gone, when your wifey gone, and you got the kids for 2 weeks, I'm gonna come out there with you, dog. We're gonna go to yoga.
Let's go. I'm
while
ready.
The kids at school.
We'll I've been do doing that. Yoga.
Cause I wanna go at least 2 or 3 times a month. Nothing crazy. Just wanna go like 2 or 3 times a month. Make that a part of the cross training routine. Let me get to a second question. So a second question, the first frats. One was about counting stats. The second one was about frats. And a couple of people on our show affiliated, Tommy the OG, and our producer Demetrius. I think Demetrius is Alpha, and Tommy I think is maybe a
Kappa,
Q.
I wanna say.
Or a Kappa. So here's how it worked when I was in college. Everybody's experience is different. I already had a group, the Fab Five.
There you go.
I already had a group. And so there were opportunities to join the frat. And I was always jealous because I felt like the guys in the frat, shout to School Days, one of my favorite movies of all time, and the legend Spike Lee. The frat members always got first dibs with the sorority ladies. You know what I mean?
That's part of it.
Right? I peeped that. And so at that moment, that was a tipping scale for me. I was like at Uncle Paramore's pool. You know, I decided, you know what? Maybe these guys that are stomping around the party with their combat boots on and barking like dogs, maybe I could join. You know, I like George Clinton. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And they got all of the ladies too.
I like George Clinton.
You know what I'm saying? I love the fellowship, the brotherhood, the camaraderie, the knowledge, and like the togetherness that they had and the leadership that they brought. But then something happened. I'm going to tell you what happened.
What happened?
And there's going to be people right now that went to Michigan when I went there that's going to be able to validate this story.
We believe.
So I sort of misled a couple of groups to make them think that I might consider joining. Right?
I right. sort of misled. That's yeah. Let me translate Jalen to English. You lied, okay?
So you know, like the Alphas and the Qs, they used to have dope parties. Mm. And again, see School Days. I went to Michigan, see School Days. They also had the beautiful fraternity ladies who were doing all of the same things, had the same strength, had the same discipline, had the same knowledge. Like, I was a member of the Fab Five, but I was like, these are some dope groups. You know what I'm saying? Like, the sororities are dope. Like, all of this is dope. So y'all should let me come to a couple of parties and I'll check it out, right? In my head, I ain't getting initiated for nothing. Like, ain't nobody spanking me with no paddle. I'm not getting nothing branded on my arm. Like, that's not gonna happen. No disrespect to people that have, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not getting initiated. It's just not happening. Like, in 10th grade at Southwestern, I ain't get initiated. At Michigan as a freshman, I ain't get initiated. As a rookie in Denver, I ain't getting initiated. Like, I'm not gonna be able to do it. That's a form of bullying. I'll go to CVS and get some condoms at 2 in the morning, but you ain't punching me or hitting me or touching me. Like, that's not happening. But anyway, I went to a couple of their parties, and I cannot make this up. One Alpha party, I believe, huge melee fight I was involved in.
Really?
House party. I was initially in the house playing John Madden. That's melee where the fight started. The fight started playing Madden. Dude tried to punk me playing Madden. Like, remember, when you're a college kid, so I'm a college kid in Ann Arbor, but there's still people like that don't go to the school that hang out in the city. You know what I mean? Whether it's Ann Arbor, Ipsy, or whatever. And I just remember playing Madden and some argument happened. And you know, when it's a room full of people, you playing for money or whatever. and some end up happening, and I might have punched somebody in the jaw. That might have happened.
Maybe.
I can't.
Allegedly, perhaps.
Like I cannot like confirm or deny these details. Like I'm not sure. And so like it was a like dog like people throwing stuff like people like it was bad. It was bad. And then I believe it was the Q Dogs had a party at the Michigan Union. And to get up to the Union, it's like 250 stairs. And I had on a New York Giants triple fat goose that I had just won because they beat the Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl. I was crazy gambler then. That's what happened when you poor, whatever. Hustler. I gambled on everything. I could tell you what you're thinking right now for $50. Like, I'm gambling on anything. I walk up like 200 of the stairs and I dropped the 40 ounce I was carrying in my coat and it bounced like three or four times without breaking and then it just like and it fell all the way down the steps and they ain't let me in.
They didn't let you in?
They didn't let me in. And from that moment, they ain't like me. So like, I was the guy, it was like, y'all Fab Five and all, but we watching you, dog. We watching you. You can come in, dog, but you under restriction. Like, they had me like, and they ain't let me talk. Like
party probation.
Like, dog, they made sure that I ain't like talk to none of the sorority girls. I'm telling you, ask anybody in the sorority. I wish D had a microphone right now. I'm telling you, this is not cap. You know what I'm saying? If you haven't seen School Days, go check it out. So well, I didn't get the opportunity to join because I was in a historic group, the Fab Five.
My answer is much shorter for Big Fred. Is when I grew up in a college town, Amherst, Massachusetts, we used to get in a fight with the frat boys. That's how it worked. We used to end up fighting the frat boys, so I wasn't gonna join the frat. But well, I think that there's different experiences. I think that black frats and white frats are very different experiences. Let's just say that. Very different experiences. Very different experiences.
Are you ready for this? I got a frat experience for you. Shout out to my brother Dugan Fife. So let me talk to you about versatility. The Fab Five lose the 6'10 Chris Webber to be the number one overall pick in the draft. We replace him in a starting lineup with 6'1" Dugan Fife the next year. Talk about the dramatic look of a lineup and I guess the versatility that we were trying to have with positionless basketball. So I told you how I was moving at those parties. Now my guy Dugan Fife took me to a frat party. And you know what I asked for? You know what I had the nerve to ask for? They What's hit that? The brakes. Hit the brakes, Reg. That's what they did when I asked for Hennessy. It seemed like the whole house stopped. I'm looking around like, what'd I just do? What happened? Dugan Fife, my brother, my guy, put his arm around me and said, Jalen, I got you, my brother. And he introduced me to Jägermeister.
To this day, you can still get Jalen Rose to drink a chilled Jaeger shot. You can still get him to do it. To this day, like Deontay Wilder said.
To this day!
We will be back tomorrow. Why is that? Oh, we won't be back tomorrow. We're preempted for a little while because of the U.S. Open. So we'll be back next week. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
And don't sleep on those black and tans, too. The Jaeger with the Yes, it is. I've had
no,
that.
Jalen,
What's the black beer called? No, Guinness, what's the black beer called?
No, a black and tan is Guinness.
Guinness. What are you saying, Jacoby? Guinness with Jaeger all day. Y'all hit me up. You want? Hey, dog. I bow down to the altar. About my MegaCast name and salad. But you are not about to slander back black and tans.
Okay. Guinness.
I'm just looking it up just to make sure. Black and Tan is a drink, and it is also sort of offensive, and it is two different types of beer. It is not Jaeger. Jaeger is not involved.
What type? I guess that's a remix, baby.
We'll be back next week. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're going to keep giving you dope pasta. Step two, we'll see you on Monday. Got some special guests coming up. Westside Gunn even hit me and let me know he's going to be joining the show soon.
Great.
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done.